Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages, you name it. If it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss all aspects. Think of our show as financial literacy class with different topics each week. We really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we're going to share some actual lending and credit scenarios and pull back the curtain regarding senior fraud and scams with Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson. This week, I don't know if you've been up to speed with it, but interest rates over the past month have increased about 1% from 4 to 5% for a 30-year fixed-rate conforming loan. This is due to the Fed buying less mortgage-backed securities to zero, leaving more supply in the marketplace. When you have too much supply, the price drops, and when bond prices drop, rates increase. Without the government or Federal Reserve intervention, we transfer to a true market equilibrium, and that's what you're seeing now. The Fed, during the QE2 and QE1s that you might remember, quantitative easing that the Fed was doing and accommodating, they were buying mortgage-backed securities to the tune of well over $50 billion a month. Now they've gone to zero over a course of time, and we're now at a true market. So there's no, if you will, governmental influence as it relates to their buying or their demand for the product. So that's what you're seeing in the marketplace. So be prepared. Your home affordability index has just gone up. If you're going to either buy a home, their homes are a little more expensive, and now your mortgage rates for mortgages and your payments are going to be more expensive. Sorry to be the bearer of that kind of news, but there's still opportunities out there for real estate ownership. Okay, show me the money, or as the case goes for this show, show me the credit. Let's go to the heart of our program today and pull back the curtain on senior fraud and scams with Vicki Johnson, Deputy District Attorney with the County of Santa Barbara Scams and Fraud Division. Her main role with the county is education for fraud and scams against the citizens of the county. And we want to welcome Vicki. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us, Vicki, how did you get into this niche?
Well, I was a prosecutor with the district attorney's office for about 27 years, prosecuting all manner of crimes, everything from petty theft to murder, with a specialty in domestic violence along the way. Then I retired, and I got a phone call from our wonderful district attorney, Joyce Dudley, who said, Vicki, we need you to come back. We have a big problem here in Santa Barbara. There are a lot of people trying to scam our seniors. We were fortunate enough to get a grant from the state, which allowed me to come back and work in the elder abuse unit in our district attorney's office. A big part of my job, as you said, is educating our seniors about the kinds of scams and frauds that are happening out there.
Well, we're glad you're here today, and maybe you can shed some light on these different scams and so forth that come about. You've been a resident of the county for a long time, I understand. And
about 40 years.
Yeah, and you've got family here locally, and do all kinds of any charitable endeavors that you do as well? Or?
Well, I used to be on the board of Domestic Violence Solutions.
Okay.
And that was when I was prosecuting a lot of domestic violence cases.
Okay.
So that's a very important organization that I still support with my money.
Well, that's right in your wheelhouse, too.
Absolutely.
So, skill sets. Yes. What is the scope of financial scams today in our area? And maybe it's an FBI number. Maybe it's not local, but Are they on the rise? Are they significant?
Yes, and I can give you an idea of that. We unfortunately don't have any local stats, and there's a couple of reasons for that. There's really no one place to report these crimes. Most of them go unreported, but I can give you some information from a MetLife study that was done in 2011, where they discovered that adults over the age of 60 lost $2.9 billion, $2.9 billion nationally in 2010. And that was a 12% increase over the last study that had been done in 2008. Now, if you talk to the FBI, and they really are on the front lines of this, they will tell you that that number is close to 40 billion. Wow. 40 billion people nationally who have been victimized by these frauds and scams. And we know that only a small number of these cases are reported. Now, anecdotally, we know here in Santa Barbara County that these kinds of crimes are increasing because I'm in contact with the Sheriff's Department, with the Santa Barbara Police Department, and they will tell you that the reports of these types of crimes are going up almost on a monthly basis, and they're becoming much, much more sophisticated.
You mentioned, though, that there is a lot of unreported. Why would somebody not report?
Lots of reasons.
Embarrassment?
Embarrassment, yes. If you're a senior and you admit that you've lost money to a scam, people are maybe going to try and take away your ability to manage your money.
Independence.
There's embarrassment, too. There's fear. There's embarrassment. Some people just think it's futile to report, so they don't take the time or the trouble to do so. And the truth is, with these scams that are perpetrated by criminals overseas, there really isn't much we can do locally. We have to depend on the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission to go after these folks.
That's shameful that they would have an ignominious shame for being somebody stealing from them, basically.
Absolutely, but you'd be surprised. I get phone calls every week. We have a hotline, and it goes directly to my office, where people can call in to talk about problems that they have, phone calls that they're getting that they're unsure of, to report being victimized. And I had a woman call in a couple of weeks ago, almost in tears, because she had fallen victim to the romance scam. Almost fallen victim. Thankfully, she figured out in time that this guy was a crook when he started asking for money. But she was so ashamed and embarrassed that she had come so close to losing money because she thought of herself as a very savvy individual, mm-hmm. a businesswoman.
Right. Wow. Well, what is the most reported scam or fraud perpetrated today?
Well, there are four big ones, according to the FBI. The tech support scam, and lots of us have gotten these phone calls. There's something wrong with your computer. You need to turn your computer over to me. I can fix it. I'm with IBM or whatever your computer provider might be. People fall for that one. There's the IRS scam. Most of us have gotten that phone call. You owe taxes. You need to pay us or we're going to come arrest you. Sweepstakes and lottery are huge. A lot of people lose money to that scam. Surprisingly, according to the FBI, the romance scam is the biggest scam operating in our country right now. It has the highest loss per victim, and it is one of the most devastating scams that's happening right now. I will tell you that in Santa Barbara, there was a recent press release, and the Sheriff's Department is reporting that the biggest scams they're seeing right now, right at the moment, is the fake kidnapping scam, the Southern California Edison scam, you owe money, you need to pay immediately, we're going to cut off your utilities, and the jury duty scam, which is where you get a phone call from someone supposedly from the Sheriff's Department. You miss jury duty, there's a warrant out for your arrest, you need to pay money to have the warrant withdrawn, and so forth. Those are the three biggest right now that are happening in Santa Barbara County.
Well, the romance scam, how is that? I'm not familiar with that. How's that perpetrated?
So here's what happens. If somebody goes online, let's say I know cases where a senior has maybe lost their partner, they're lonely, they go online just looking perhaps for companionship, somebody to chat with. So they might go into a dating site, they might go into a chat room, and unfortunately, perpetrators are lurking there. And they are looking for vulnerable victims. And they are professionals. They will get to know these women. They will become, first of all, their best friend. They know how to groom them. If you're interested in reading mystery novels, so are they. If you're a bird watcher, so are they. And of course, they can search the internet and find out all kinds of information about you so they can become your perfect match. And of course, once the victim is what the crooks call under the ether, once she is feeling very attached to this person, they start love bombing her. All kinds of compliments, can't wait to meet you, we can plan a life together, and on and on and on. And they are very, very professional. Women fall for this, and even if you try and convince them that this person is a scammer, they don't want to believe you because now they are experiencing this very deep love, like this person is their soulmate. And sadly, women have been completely decimated financially by these crooks because, of course, as soon as they have their victims under the ether, then there's money problems. And these guys always pose as Americans who are overseas, perhaps soldiers, and they run into problems. They need money. Their child needs an operation. There's a business transaction that's gone awry. They just need a loan to tide them over, and on and on and on. And I know women who have lost their entire life savings and have sold their homes in order to help finance this great romance. And we actually know of situations where these women have committed suicide once they realize that their money is lost and that this is not a perfect partner.
What comes about that makes it or tips it over the top that you know now it's a scam, like pay us with gift cards or something like that? Where is it that it becomes evident?
Well, in a romance scam, of course, it's when they start asking for money, any kind of money. In many of these scams, for example, the IRS scam or the tech support scam, it's when they ask you to pay Western Union or buy gift cards, these green dot cards, these preloaded credit cards. The minute they start asking for that, it is a scam, absolutely.
Right, yeah. Or if they want advance fees for like the lottery or something, we'll bring you, or they want, even I've seen scams for rentals on Craigslist and things of that nature where I almost went into that one time. I wanted a vacation rental and I Googled up the address that they gave me and I saw a sign in the front yard for a management company. And it wasn't the people I was talking to.
That's right.
So it was, I asked him, I says, is this available? I called that number on the picture from the street scene, an old photo, but still it saved me the problem of either getting scammed or giving any money out.
So. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Vicki Johnson regarding senior and fraud scams.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number,
686-2321. 686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we are discussing senior fraud and scams with Deputy District Attorney Vicki Johnson. Vicki, when we dropped off, we were talking about romance scams. What if the man is, or the perpetrator, is actually engaged in a, how should we say, a legitimate type of agreement, but the he does have some financial needs and those are given? Is it a crime or perpetration?
No, absolutely not. You're perfectly entitled to help out your partner, to give money to your partner, to help him with whatever financial issues he has. The crime occurs when somebody is getting money by false pretenses.
Okay.
By pretending to be somebody that they're not with an emergency situation that in fact does not exist.
And it's not just men perpetrating on women. Do women go after these? Is it on the reverse roles, but fewer of them perhaps?
Yes. In fact, I ran into a gentleman at a senior fair that I was attending and where I was working. And I happened to have some literature about romance scams on the table in front of me. And he said, I fell victim to one of those. And I said, I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. I hope you didn't lose too much money. And he said, well, this woman posed as a model, somebody from Russia that he got involved with on the internet. And she took him for all the money that he had. And he said to me, this is the reason I'm living on the street right now.
Wow.
So very sad case. And that's why
it's
say
tragic.
These romance scams are really dangerous.
And I can see how they take so much of someone's net worth.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me about a successful prosecution from your office on this type of crime or other types of crime.
Well, unfortunately, we can't prosecute these kinds of crimes. You have to understand that the perpetrators of these kinds of crimes do not live here in the United States. They live in Nigeria. They live in Jamaica. They might live in Mexico. And we don't have any jurisdiction over those countries in terms of our ability to go there, investigate the crime, charge the defendant. We really need help from foreign jurisdictions in order to do this. Our local offices simply do not have the ability to do this. We have to work with the FBI. And I can tell you about a successful scam that was prosecuted by the FBI. They prosecuted a Nigerian scammer by the name of Sun Mola. He happened to be the ringleader of a very large organization who scammed hundreds of women over thousands and thousands of dollars by posing as a United States soldier overseas. He made the mistake of traveling to England to pick up some money from one of his scams, and he was arrested in London. But in order to find this guy, investigate, and prosecute this guy, we had to put together a joint operation. It was the FBI, Homeland Security, Scotland Yard, and the Postal Service. Happily, he was convicted, and he is now serving 27 years in federal prison. Now, locally, you were talking about real estate scams. There was a fellow by the name of Michael Davenport who was just convicted of mail and wire fraud because he was running a telemarketing operation where he was pretending to have homes for rent and homes for sale, which in fact did not even exist. He advertised on Craigslist. He scammed hundreds and hundreds of people throughout the country for millions and millions of dollars. He was finally tracked down. Our office helped investigate some of the cases that happened here in Santa Barbara. And he was successfully prosecuted and convicted by Department of Justice with help from our local office.
Well, good. What percent of perpetrators know the victim, or are they family members? Is that, because we've talked about foreign people or people that have no connection and are, how should we say, targeting or seeking out who to contact. But how many people actually know their victim by virtue of family or friends?
Well, that's an interesting question, and we're really talking about two different kinds of scenarios. The phone and internet scams that I've been talking about, these crooks do not know their victims. These crimes are perpetrated by strangers. But most of the elder financial exploitation, taking money, stealing money, getting somebody to execute a quitclaim deed, getting somebody to change their will, most of the elder financial exploitation in our country is committed by trusted people, family members and caretakers. And depending on whose statistics you look at, anywhere from 70 to 90% of elder financial exploitation is committed by trusted people.
Wow.
So the people you should be able to trust the most, like your family members, unfortunately, are sometimes the ones you should trust the least.
Sad. 70 to 90%.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sad.
What three steps can a consumer take to prevent fraud?
Well, if we're talking about the phone and internet fraud perpetrated by strangers operating out of our country, the number one thing, strangely enough, that I tell people to do, don't answer your phone.
Yeah.
Get caller ID. Get voice messaging. Don't pick up the phone unless you recognize the person or the phone number.
Don't open an email.
Yeah. Don't open that email. Don't open that link. And following along with that, if you do happen to pick up the phone, don't communicate with strangers. And don't give them any kind of personal information. If somebody starts asking you for money, you can say, excuse me, I never make donations over the phone. Put me on your do not call list and hang up. And of course, never wire money to a stranger. If somebody says they're from the IRS, if somebody says that you've missed jury duty and they ask you to wire money, these agencies do not take money that you wire. They do not take money from green dot cards.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you're dealing with a crook. Hang up. If you still have concerns, call the IRS.
What's the most interesting scam you've heard about recently?
Well, this was a new one for me, and people should be forewarned. This is where you get something on your computer, or maybe you get something in the mail. And actually, I got one of these. And the message will start out with something they know about you, like one of your passwords. In this particular case, they had one of my old passwords. It wasn't one I was using now. And they'll do one of two things. They'll say, we know what you've been up to. We know that you're having an affair. We have all the information. We've hacked into your computer. We know who your contacts are. And if you don't send money by way of Bitcoin, we are going to spread this information to your spouse and to all of your friends and everybody on your contact list. That's one thing they threaten you with.
Wow, blackmail.
Blackmail. The other thing they threaten you with is, we know you've been visiting porn sites, and we have installed a camera on your computer, and we have watched you watching these porn sites. So you can imagine, scary stuff. And then, of course, they demand money by Bitcoin. So this is the latest scam that I'm seeing.
Wow. Have you known anybody who didn't pay and that was still published, or
no? Because this is all
through on the blackmail.
This is all a fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They really don't have it, but
they don't have any information on you.
They put the fear of God into you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They're trying to scare you in case maybe you did some of these things.
Right.
You'll pay the money, but yeah, they don't actually have any information about you.
Yeah. There goes my future political career. Look out. Yeah. Hey, well, thank you very much. How can our audience contact you with any more questions that they might have?
I take calls on my fraud hotline. It's area code 805-568-2442. And I welcome calls, either reporting different kinds of scams that are happening out there that I may not know about, or answering questions for people who unfortunately, have been victimized.
Vicki, thank you so much for joining us today with your insights and information about what you do, and thank you for keeping the rest of us safe. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Once again, we're out of time. I hope you found today's presentation informational and valuable. If so, please share with other family and friends. If not, keep it to yourself. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get back to you next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.